And the celebrations are still going on in Armagh. Thousands came out last night to pay tribute to their team who won the All-Ireland football final on Sunday and brought Sam Maguire back to Armagh for only the second time. The team, the fans, all packed into the athletic grounds in the city, and our Northern correspondent Conor McCauley was there too.
Armagh's athletic grounds rocked as 15,000 plus people prepared to meet their heroes. After more than two decades of waiting, this was one very sweet success for the fans.
We had an awful long time for it to happen, so it's. I think everybody's just ecstatic, going to enjoy all the celebrations over the next couple of days.
Emotional maybe yesterday because I was there with my wife and my son. I was just so glad even for him just to be there and enjoy it the same way as I enjoyed it 23 years ago.
I watched it in the pub. Absolutely brilliant. Oh my God, just... on Tenderhoax, just amazing, amazing.
And what does it mean to the people of Armagh?
Oh, it means everything. Just the second time I've seen Armagh win the Sam. That's the second time, and hopefully I will see it again.
And manager Kieran McGeaney caught the mood, the resilience that drove his players over the line.
They were told they couldn't beat teams above them. We were told we would never get out of the grip of death, to pop the grip of death. We were told they couldn't win tight games. They won tight games. Everybody said they wouldn't win the All-Ireland, and they won it!
Among the crowd was retired Seattle firefighter Barry Pomeroy. He'd been here the last time Armagh won, and his South Armagh relatives insisted their lucky talisman stayed until after the final.
And our cousin here got us tickets to the semi-final in Croke Park. First time we ever saw a GAA game, and it was brilliant. Best sporting event I ever saw. The level of athleticism and the intelligence of the players, unmatched. We loved it.
And his assessment of the final?
I thought the first 5-10 minutes the Armagh boys had the best defense I had seen from watching matches and just understanding that they were blocking to make that other team work for it. And then it was just a shooting match.
For Kerry great, now Armagh mentor Kieran Donaghy, it was a time for reflection.
Just delighted for the group really, to be honest. Delighted for Kieran and the backroom team and all the 42 players and... that have been a part of this journey and through a lot of difficult days, a lot of pain, a lot of times where we kind of, you couldn't but ask yourself, is this all worth it? But we knew there was a strong bond within the group.
Armagh people are savouring this victory. The party will be pumping in clubs and communities across this county for weeks to come.
Weeks to come, Conor. I think it'll be months to come. Conor McCauley reporting there from Armagh City on the great homecoming last night.